This is Desiring God Behind the Blog. In 5 minutes or less, I'm David Mathis with Tony Ranke, Jonathan Parnell, and Josh Etter joins us on this episode to tell us about the lead topic we want to discuss on this episode, which is the Ian and Larissa story. Josh, what came together to produce that video, bring about the blog post, bring about that online reality of the Ian and Larissa story?
Yeah, pretty cool story there. I found this about this time last year. I found myself at a wedding with the Murphys and was distantly familiar with them. And just as I observed them at the wedding, I was just struck and amazed at their evident joy in God and in the midst of some pretty tremendous suffering. And I felt, I would say, by the Spirit compelled to get in touch with them and see if they would like to tell their story to a wider audience. And so it's just been amazing to see this story really catch fire on the web, and that's the power of a web to spread a story. And I think now it's been viewed just over 600,000 times in just over a week.
Who did Desiring God work with on producing this video?
We work with Carolyn McCulley and Citygate Film. She's a author of numerous books and has spoken at our conferences, and will be speaking at this year's national conference.
And also a personal friend of Ian and Larissa, is that right?
That's right. Yep. There's a good web of connections here that we could see providence written all over this.
That's amazing. Another post here on the site this week getting a lot of attention is called The Avenger. Tony Ranke saw The Avengers movie and put the post together. Tony, where did the post come from?
Yeah, well, thanks, David. Every culture, I mean, has some sort of avenger, some fictional or mythological character who intervenes to avenge injustices and evils. And the Greeks had the Greek goddess Nemesis, and now we have Thor and the Hulk and Captain America and the Iron Man. And the recent popularity of the movie The Avengers really re-asks some important questions. You know, where is this non-fictional avenger who will push back against the sin and the evil that we see in this world? And so as I was watching the movie, I was reminded that Scripture is very clear here that there is an avenger who is coming. And it helps us to see that we are not outside the problem of evil ourselves. I mean, we share in this problem of evil, and God avenges all sin. And I mean, it is very humbling to think of that. But you know, for those of us who are in Christ, you know, God has avenged our sin in the cross of Christ. And for those who are outside of Christ, those sins are going to be avenged for eternity upon them, and it's very humbling to think. So as I was watching this movie, it provided me a rare opportunity to think about this universal instinct that we have that evil will be, that evil should be, that evil must be avenged. And there's an opportunity there, I think, for Christians to step up and to speak about this one true avenger that Scripture tells us about and to offer gospel hope. And so that was my purpose and my hope in writing it.
A couple key quotes there. Captain America says, "There is one God." So he's at least a monotheist.
Yeah, clearly.
You pulled a great quote from Martin Luther. God is the avenger. How'd you find that quote?
Yeah, I was just doing some electronic searches in the works of Luther. So there's no huge backstory there. But I just came across it and I thought, yeah, that's exactly right. And I packaged that with the psalmist in Psalm 94. And it just presents a beautiful picture.
Very good. Thanks for putting that post together for us. Also this week, Jonathan Parnell was tweeting through the book of 1 Corinthians. Have a post on that, and those were going live on Twitter. This is the second time now he has done that. He started off tweeting through Romans and now 1 Corinthians. Jonathan, as you work through a book to tweet it, what kind of process do you go through? How does that come together?
Yeah, thanks for asking, David. I enjoy doing this. I try to sit down in one sitting and read through the entire book and kind of get a picture of the whole message there, what Paul's really saying. And then I just go through paragraph at a time and try to encapsulate kind of the main point of each paragraph or each section. And then after I kind of go through, then I'll go back and say, okay, is there a certain message here, a certain theme that I want to make sure is really coming through? And for 1 Corinthians, it was just the cross. You know, Paul, and of course, D.A. Carson's got his book about Christian ministry and the cross. And so that was kind of in my mind. And so I really wanted to come back and think about that as I went through and tried to bring it together. And then, yeah, it didn't take too much time. It was a lot of fun and had that up. And now next is 2 Corinthians. And I think Tony's going to do that next couple of weeks. So,
all right, very good. Tony, you're up next. And as you move through the book, Jonathan, do you take a paragraph and decide, okay, that paragraph needs a tweet? I can't think of it right now. I'm going to skip ahead and come back to it later on. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I've tried to at least say something when I go through, not to leave any gaps. And I'll go back and try to figure out, you know, can this be actually two tweets or one tweet? I don't decide the number until the very end. So I wasn't planning on doing 40 tweets. I'm just going to go through and whatever number we land on, I'll go with that. And so some chapters were harder than others. I mean, 1 Corinthians 7 was kind of tough when Paul talks about marriage, exactly what to say there. It was kind of difficult. But, yeah, again, it was I think, a worthwhile exercise, and enjoyed it and would commend it to others to kind of go through. And not for tweeting, but just kind of go through and really try to understand the themes of what Paul is saying.
That's good. We were announcing just today on the blog about the fall conference, our national conference that Desiring God has done now for the last 10 years, I believe. This year's theme is Act the Miracle, God's Work and Ours in the Mystery of Sanctification. The plenary speakers are Kevin DeYoung, Russell Moore, Ed Welch, Jarvis Williams, and by popular demand, John Piper twice. Early on our national conferences, he did the Friday night and Sunday morning messages, and we'd had many requests over the years to return to that format, and John agreed to do it for this national conference. So we're excited to announce that and love to have you join us for that at the end of September. Also, Pastor John is traveling back tomorrow on Friday the 18th, God willing, from Europe back to the United States, and we'll return here. He's got some Gospel Coalition meetings coming up. He returns to the pulpit the first weekend of June, so you can be looking for his sermons back on the site once he's back in the pulpit. Also, Tony, what else we got coming up in the coming week?
Yeah, tomorrow at noon, we've got a Celebration of Biblical Masculinity, a post by Gloria Furman. So that's Friday at noon tomorrow. And then I just recently, this morning, finished Doug Wilson's book, Father Hunger. And so I'm putting together 20 quotes from that book. I'm down to 78. So I've got to pick my 20 favorite out of those 78 and do kind of what I did with Chandler's book.
What'd you think about the book?
I liked it. Liked it. A lot of themes that we heard at the conference when he was here. Very good, very grace-filled call for men to step up and to lead their families in a way that honors the Lord and honors biblical, true biblical masculinity.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Behind the Blog.